This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
I was not aware of the situation that's going on with the Giants. But first, Brian Daboll speaking today, talking about the status of Malik Nabers for Sunday night against the Bengals.
Where are we at with Malik at this point?
He'll be doing stuff out on the field, more like he was doing the last 2 days. He won't make it.
How does he progress? He comes in the morning. Did he actually get the test, or is it strictly based on him telling the doctors how he feels?
Yeah, well, there's a communication between him and the training staff, and then he'll do activity, and then there's communication after that. And, you know, we're still, obviously, we're making progress, but, again, that's never anything you want to rush.
Okay, so there is concern here, BT,
well,
because...
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played in 2 weeks. Big-time concern for the head injury, no doubt.
And he's out again. We're talking about a couple Thursdays
that stinks,
ago,
man.
Against Dallas. So Malik Nabers not only ruled out, I guess it's not a total shock, but definitely disappointment because maybe there was hope he would play for Sunday night. Okay, now, I don't know if you're aware of this. Hoff told me that apparently Evan and Tika were talking about it yesterday. I just saw it come up. Apparently Malik Nabers was at a Travis Scott concert at MetLife Stadium a couple of nights ago.
I did not know that.
Now, if he did attend that, and I guess there were some videos circulating, would you have an issue with that?
Well, I mean, if you're... It doesn't look good. At the lowest level, it doesn't look good. You're at a concert. You have a head injury. It's loud. Do you really need the sound ringing through your head and amplifying through your head? I mean, I don't know if that's actually directly connected to a concussion and adversely hurt. Probably right. Not, but it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
I would have an issue with it. Let's see if Brian Daboll has an issue with it.
Did you have any issue with him going to concert the other night?
Yeah, I'll keep that all in-house.
Violation of any protocol on his end?
Nope.
Doesn't sound like a guy who seems happy about his star wide receiver who hasn't played in a couple of weeks being at the concert. I guess the video Hoff is saying was only of Scott walking out of the concert. It's not a good look.
Of Nabers walking out of the concert,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. Now, I don't know that it sounds like Dable's obviously annoyed, clearly. When somebody says, I'll keep that to myself, generally it's like, well, if you don't have something good to say, don't say anything.
Right.
But it could also be the opposite. Just for sake of discussion here, you know, Brian Daboll could, because he's pretty savvy, he might be saying to himself, all right, if I say that I don't have an issue with it, am I creating a bit of a loose culture, like he's not playing in 2 weeks, and who knows if it's going to be 3 weeks eventually. He's been out for a while. If I'm okay with him going to a concert, can my culture get called into question? I think the first reaction is, man, Dable's pissed. And I probably think that it does bother him.
But we don't know.
But just for sake of conversation, you know, maybe he's just trying to stifle the media and not give them an answer that he thinks that they can twist.
Which is what he does. Which
yeah.
is why I think it's okay. Hey,
yep.
We're going to keep it in-house. I just don't think, and that's why I asked you like what you would feel, because we don't know what Dable would feel. I would assume Dable wasn't thrilled about it and probably let Malik Nabers know about it. Hey, look, I really don't care if you go to concerts or whatever during the season, if it's not a busy night or whatever, a game night.
Sure.
But I'd prefer that you do it when you're actually active and playing. It's not good optics for you or for the organization to have you going through a concussion protocol and not being able to play and then being seen at a concert. Like, you got to be smarter than
not
that.
Not a good look. It does seem unprofessional. Listen, this is a different part of the conversation, but it's really the most important one. Who cares about optics? I worry about the young man's brain. This has to be really serious. I mean,
you talked about this at first. We were having that conversation. I was at the game.
I didn't see it.
I was on the way home actually listening to it, and it didn't sound like it was a big deal at the time.
It didn't look like it was a big deal. It looked fairly innocuous. Like, a lot of times, you know, again, we associate that concussion with that crunching hit. You know, perfect and Antonio Brown, or a quarterback getting crushed in his head, you know, ricocheting off the turf on football, like Tua had a couple times. That did seem fairly benign. Now, it's easy for me to say it's benign when I'm not 200 pounds on me, somebody, you know, trying to, you know, and then my head hitting the turf, which is not as soft as people might think. But the fact that it's Friday and he's already ruled out, and this was yesterday that he spoke? This was yesterday or this
no,
was this morning?
No, this was today, I believe.
This was today,
right, Hoff? Just now?
Hoff, did Dable say this today or yesterday? Thank you.
It was just now.
So he just said it now. So, again, I mean, it's not like it's tomorrow. It's not even a game time decision. The game's Sunday night. It's not Sunday at 1. So the fact that he's ruled out now, like, so quickly, like, hey, it's not even really a discussion point. You have to really start worrying where his season's going to go. Sorry.
And then you worry about, like we said, God forbid, you know, the long-term stuff with Tua or whatever. Not that you're even wanting to speak that into existence, but
I know.
With these type injuries, you never know.
It's worrisome at this point.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. The Yankees punching their ticket to the American League Championship Series. We talked that. We talked a little Subway Series possibility, having some fun here on this Friday. We'll also get into the perfect parlay coming up later on. But when we come back, we're talking Yankees and taking your calls. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.